Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good Haze, candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug. And this is a later start for the show, so I'm more fucked up than usual. And I love movies. So little time has gone by and you guys have forgotten how to do it, but thank you for being here. We're coming to you once again from the our old home. It's 10 years in at this point, approximately, the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. 9:30 p.m.-ish. Put your hands together, just apologize to us. Then they ran out the door. It's Tuesday, August 18th, 2015. This microphone keeps feeling a little feedbacky, hollowy to me, so adjust accordingly. I think it's already fixed. Next LA show will be on Sunday, August 30th at Meltdown Comics at 4:20-ish. And I've got stand-up shows coming up in Phoenix, Wichita, Columbia, Missouri, Providence, Rhode Island, Virginia Beach, wherever that is, and more. DougLovesMovies.com for deets. And also Doug Loves Movies tapings are coming up in Dallas, Seattle, Boston, etc. Yes, we're coming to etc. soon. Apologies. Speaking of apologies, for the poor sound quality on Saturday's show from Kansas City, but at least it wasn't a lost episode. It was just a poorly recorded episode. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Tim Babb Comedian tweeted, "For most Marvel movies, you have to stay after the credits. For Fantastic Four, you can leave after the previews." This has been Tweet Relief, Fantastic for No One edition. Prize bag. I was on at midnight last week and won, of course. I say of course, even though I have less than a 50% success rate on that show. But in the bag, in the At Midnight bag tonight, we have a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a promotional tool CD, what they always give me when I go on At Midnight, a box of D-Luscious cookies. Yeah, I don't eat that shit. And then a lighter from Chameleon Glass and another shirt from it's a drink that has weed in it, and it's called Sprig. And the shirt says, "Sprig, smile more." Which, you know, whenever you see someone who's not smiling, that's the first thing they want you to do is request that they smile. Smile more. And as you can see, we've got four guests coming on tonight who have hopefully all brought something for the prize bag. So please give a big warm UCB Los Angeles Franklin Avenue location welcome to James Ponsold, Matt Jones, Dan Harmon, and Thomas Middleditch. Only one of whom managed to find their way to the stage. So go ahead and pick up your microphone, Thomas.
Did you call all the names?
I did.
Okay, so they all died on the way over.
Also, the sound is very weird tonight. There's feedback on his mic as well, so...
Now is there.
Fix that shit.
Oh, now it's just...
Now it sounds good. Come on out, guys.
Yeah!
Sit wherever you want. Yeah, everyone.
It's an improv game. It's called one person comes on and everybody comes on later and then he leaves. It's complicated, but Drew Carey gives points.
Need some monitors backstage. Monitors.
Oh, you mean like people that are hired to tell you when it's time to come on stage?
Don't fire anyone.
The hall monitors. Yeah, nobody's fired. I don't know. It was a lively scene backstage, so I couldn't get everybody's attention to say the show's about to start. I'm going to talk for a few minutes and then bring all of you on at once. But now that we're past that.
Also, that's just
debacle.
Something you always say when you run into us at restaurants and stuff.
Yes.
So we've learned to ignore it by now.
Yeah, I would introduce you guys all at the same time.
I'm
going to
talk, I'm going to bring you up. Like, okay, Doug, it's fine. Table five needs bread.
Let's start with Thomas Middleditch is here, everybody.
Yay, all right.
First time guest on the program.
Oh.
Hilarious on Silicon Valley.
Yes.
And as it turns out, most of you don't know this, very funny in a new film called The Final Girls.
Oh, yes, that's a film. It'll be coming out, I believe, October.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And you're hilarious in it and a very different character from your character on the TV show.
Yes, it's less he's got less sort of fidgety moments.
It's a black woman.
Yeah, I play a pregnant black woman.
But also, it won't ruin the laugh by me saying this, has a very funny fall over a velvet rope.
Oh, yeah.
Like a stanchioned rope.
Hey,
you have a very good pratfall in that film.
You leave a velvet rope around. Old Tommy's going to do a pratfall. In the script or not, falling over that rope.
Good old Tommy.
I'm doing what Tommy do, falling over velvet ropes.
Well, thanks for being here, dude.
My pleasure.
And another first-timer on the program, Dan Harmon is here, everybody.
Thank you.
It's funny that you've been on the Weed Show twice, but the show that's just about movie trivia, which I would think you would kill even harder, you're finally here.
Yeah, just in time for the two Weed Shows to knock out all of my movie knowledge.
I think you still got a little bit in you.
I don't know. I find myself not remembering the name of, like, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Right, but... Well, just now you nailed it, but... Maybe you were thinking of someone else.
I know. I was actually thinking of Mark Jacobs. My brain
Wait, is that
just
that's
tapioca.
A clothing thing, right? Mark Jacobs?
It's just my brain's just pudding.
All right. Well, let's have some more beer, and it'll work. It'll all work out.
Words of encouragement.
Yeah. Rick and Morty is back. We're talking season two?
Season two is currently on the air.
Currently happening.
Yeah.
Which night of the week can people see it?
Sunday, I think. 11:30-ish.
But it's really...
I should have done the research. I apologize.
It doesn't matter anymore. They're 25. They torrent everything. And they,
right?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But there's a Velvet Rope episode coming up where the characters...
I'm like, listening.
If you tune into the actual show instead of torrenting it, we superimpose a Velvet Rope, and Rick and Morty both do the funniest fall over... The Velvet Rope.
I'll be
only,
the judge of
only
that.
At 11:30 on Sunday at Adult Swim.
Yeah. This dumb, we'll do a Velvet stupid. Rope side by side comparison. The final girls and Rick and Morty.
Right on. Matt Jones is back, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boo.
I lost a fucking Haley Joel Osment last time I was here.
Haley fucking Joel fucking
God
Osment.
Damn it.
That dead piece of shit. he's great, though. He's a sweet
he's
kid.
Super duper.
Yeah, and you are probably the person I know who most sounds like he has a problem with marijuana.
I know, and I don't smoke it.
And you don't smoke it.
I don't.
Yeah, so you're
it's
stuck
a
with
huge
this.
Huge disappointment.
You're
That's
stuck with this
my name
show.
Of my autobiography.
Dude, I mean, we love you as Badger, of course,
oh, sure.
on the best show ever made. But second best show, you were in an episode of Gilmore Girls?
I was. In 2001?
What'd you play in that?
It's a really long story, but I played a guy who said two words. And I was like a cousin of a character that I don't even
know. So they had like an elaborate setup, and then when you said those two words, it brought the house down.
No. The camera was not even on me when I said my two words. But I got my SAG card, and...
Oh, that's how you got it. That's pretty cool.
I made like $2,000, and I lied about being in SAG, and I wasn't. And then the production called me and like yelled at me because they're like, "You're not in SAG." And I was like, "Yeah, I know." No, actually, I was like, "I'm not? Oh, I thought I was.
Oh, I should make some calls."
So then they had to tap Hartley and spend all this money on me, and I got my SAG card, so fuck them. It's great.
Yeah.
And now I work for them, Warner Brothers. Great. They're great. I love them.
Well, thanks for coming back. And James Ponsoldt is back on the show.
Yeah.
Was last year when the Spectacular Now, which he directed, was we were promoting that.
2 years ago.
A big fan of that. And now you're back
Great
because
movie.
He just directed, some of you have probably already seen it, The End of the Tour.
Woo!
Yeah, with...
Thank you.
Jason Segel, lots of Oscar talk for him. That, like, maybe he'll meet somebody named Oscar as a result.
Maybe, yeah.
And he'll get to hold Oscar in his hands. And, of course, it's a movie about David Foster Wallace, who wrote the million-page Infinite Jest. And my question about the movie for you, if you don't mind me asking, is... did he and David Lipsky, the author, the interviewer that's following him around in the film, did they in real life really go to the Mall of America to watch John Woo's Broken Arrow starring John Travolta and Christian Slater?
In real life, they really did.
Yes!
With the best scene ever, with a nuclear missile impaling.
Well, that's what I love, that you included that in the movie, the scene where John Travolta is the villain when the missile is heading towards him. Probably one of the best choices made by an actor playing a villain in the history of cinema, because he smiles a little bit. He has like a little smile on his face, like, yeah, okay, you got me. I'm going to be blown
McDuff.
The fuck away. What's that?
Leon McDuff. That's the classic. That's Macbeth.
I don't know about that stuff, but...
Oh boy!
I don't know that McDuff stuff, but
the boards, but, you know, the boards.
You know, Hans Gruber didn't smile when he was falling to his death off of Nakatomi Plaza.
But he did, like, the watch came off, and it felt like he was more like kind of like freaked out about the watch coming off.
Germans in their watches, man.
The craftsmanship. Shame.
Yeah, because your body can die, but if order dies, like he's like that's the true German death.
I've actually thought about like when they're actually shooting that. Was that on a green screen back then? Was
oh,
he?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Were they
blue,
shooting
blue
down?
Screen? Blue screen.
Blue screen.
Gotta be blue, bro.
Okay.
They didn't have green back then.
Because he had to have been, because that had not been done that much to that point, so he had to have been terrified. It looked like they were actually dropping him from something.
They could have maybe done, you know, one of those cable drops to get the drop part of it.
They probably dropped him a little bit.
He's probably just laying on the ground going like that.
I think it's probably because
he's that good an actor. He's that good.
The Hitchcock thing where the camera goes the other way and then they rewind it and
And there's just a guy with a cigar going movie magic. Cha-ching!
On Tatooine, is this happening?
I'm going to Cuba movie magic.
He just lifts Drew Barrymore out of an aquarium and eats her.
I was just thrilled to see a movie about a literary genius where he goes to the Mall of America and watches John Woo's Broken Arrow, and that the dates that were with them were not impressed.
They were
not into Broken Arrow at all, which no one should be, really. But thanks for being back on the show.
Thank you.
And let's go down the line and see what if you guys brought something for the prize bag.
God damn it. I left
Did
it
you leave it backstage?
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys go grab that. I'll talk to... James, a little bit more about.
Yeah, I'll go grab mine.
They all left them backstage, and I'm the only one that's high. So, James.
Yes.
Another movie people should check out wherever they can was another film you directed that I adore, and it's called Smashed.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
thank
you. Another good movie,
Smashed.
Man.
Smashed. Yeah, really
Killing
good.
It. Can I tell James I stole his casting director?
Really?
We didn't meet backstage. I directed a movie and I used the casting director because she casted Spectacular Now, Angela Demo.
Yeah. Oh, she's lovely.
Yeah, she's amazing. Oh. Just because I love Spectacular Now that much. Yeah. Sorry.
She did a great job on that.
She
might have been the first to acknowledge Bob Odenkirk as more than just a silly character actor.
Yeah.
He's really good in that.
He is.
Have you, James, have you seen...
The weird thing is, that's not even for you guys.
That's just in case he decides to get naked and has to hold something in front of his genitalia. So... I don't know where to start, but I'm going to start with Dan. You just found a potted item backstage.
I started growing that when you started touching me with your comedy, like this
very recently.
Well, pass that down here. That's a terrific.
I was driving through.
Feed me, Seymour. Oh shit.
Nice.
Points. I don't know if it's going to really be good to put into a bag, but there it is.
And just you owe Matt Besser $8 now.
Wait, Matt's the only one taking in money from this operation?
Yes. No, he gives it to everybody else.
Tom asks?
Yeah,
I got a
two-parter, okay?
Okay.
I got these earbuds. They're just, headphones. Skull Candy makes them. There's no reason why I have these, but I do have them, and I'm not using them, so guess what?
It's going in the bag. I love it.
And then what's everybody would really want, I do a voice on this Disney XD show called Pin Zero, Part-Time Hero, and you can get yourself some pins and some buttons. Of all the characters.
Nice.
Wear them on your...
You have to sign.
Yeah. Go ahead and sign the earbud things.
Yeah, so you don't take them out of the package because they'll lose value, bro. Because trust me, man, you want to unopen, man. Or if you do an opening, make sure you YouTube that, man, because it's like very special. All right.
Matt, what do you got for the old bag?
This was in my car.
Involved.
This was in my trunk for 6 months. Rich Fulcher and I did a music video for a friend of ours named Mike Postolakis, who directed this music video for a small punk band in Columbus, Ohio called Connections, and it's a costume for a person, and it turns you into a heart.
Wow.
It's a heart costume. Heart costume. You ever had one of those on this show, Doug?
I'd like to see there's Nancy Wilson that... wear this.
There's a piece of paper that fell to the floor. I don't know.
There's a piece of paper. What is...
Is it hard costume instructions?
Oh my God! What the fuck?
It's you.
Oh, you, here's another one.
You also have it's to be a part
piece
of the
of card- fan mail I got from some weird people that was stuck to the costume for some reason. Hope your holidays. I got a holiday card from some people dressed up like Breaking Bad folks from Scott, Marcy, and Lindsay. Yo, we were Breaking Bad this year. Hope your holidays are sweet. You can have that as well.
Really?
Yo, sign the back, yo, sign the back.
Sign the back, sign the back.
Well,
bitch.
We gotta have Dan sign the potted plant.
I feel bad. I honestly, I don't wanna throw my publicist under the bus, but.
No, they're the worst. Whenever somebody's on the show via a publicist, they don't get the message that there's a prize bag. But that's cool.
Sorry, guys.
At least you're here. That's the important thing, Dan.
Thank you.
And now somebody's going to have a potted plant with your signature on it.
That's pretty cool with price tag, man.
That's nice.
That's fucking dope as shit. That's us. That's authentic. But for real, that's just a UCB plant and, like...
It'll grow.
Don't downplay
it. It'll grow more than anyone expects it to. People will line up to see it grow.
Why it's a little wilted is little known fact. Every improviser before they go on stage breathes in its life essence. And then we come on and take a suggestion. Like a Skeksy would, a Gelfling.
Exactly like that. James, you have something for the prize bag?
I dropped the ball.
You didn't bring something?
I dropped the ball.
You didn't even get a plant from the fucking green room, you fucking... Dude, you didn't even get a plant?
James, take off your shoes, James.
Here, sign this potted plant.
You got it.
Oh, man.
Let's start with Thomas on the other end there. I always like to ask everybody, have you seen any movies lately? Like, what was the last movie that you saw?
Oh, shoot. I saw most of Tomorrowland on an airplane.
I saw all of Tomorrowland on an airplane, and it feels like that's the best way to see it.
I mean, no one in the film disrespect, but that was ball sack shit.
Did you say ball sack shit?
Ball sack shit. Shit from a ball sack, man. That
but you watched
sucked.
Most of it.
And only because I started watching and said, fuck this. Did something else and then went back to it because I was just so bored. It was no good. And I
what
should
did you
like
it about it? That it's just a whole movie of people wondering what's going on. And
well, it was supposed to be like, guys, we're headed towards a pretty bad future, man. We've got to clean up our environmental situation. To me, there that's a movie for me. I'm like, yeah, dude, Sierra Club. But boy, did they go about that in the most ridiculous way possible.
It's really weird, but I like the effects and the action's pretty good. And on a plane, I thought it was watchable. Yeah,
I
but that's,
it was...
you know, my standards on a plane drop precipitously.
I'm not a big walk out of movie guy, but I think if I'd have seen that in the theaters, I would have walked out. I was mad at it. I got mad at it. How dare you, sir? How dare you have an 8-year-old boy build a jetpack right off the gate? Dumb. Just dumb. In the 1960s, an 8-year-old boy's like, I made an invention to Hugh Laurie, who doesn't test it. He's just at a table like, well, does it work? And he's like, kinda. No. Finish. Like, that's it? Fuck you piece of shit.
They were
fucking
pretty
idiot.
Strict at the World's Fair of 1964. So the 8-year-old brought in a jetpack. They were skeptical.
So dumb. I just, ugh.
It was like that show was like the invention of Shark Tank.
Yeah, it's a precursor to Shark Tank for sure.
What about you, Dan? Have you seen anything terrific?
Believe it or not, I watched Tomorrowland on a plane. I really did. Like that's
you guys on the same plane?
That's the most recent movie as I watched Tomorrowland.
And did you like it?
I started watching it because I was looking, 45 degrees over someone's shoulder, and I suppose she's underage, but I was kind of like,
she's cute, right?
Yeah, she's super cute. You could have watched The Longest Ride to see her. Yeah, she's in two movies on planes right now. That's probably in her bio.
And I really didn't. Yeah, I didn't understand the movie except that George Clooney was living in some strange, like Woody Allen, dream world where when he was eight, he loved one girl because she was eight, but then there was another girl who was 16, but now he's 42, and like
the little 8-year-old turned out to be a robot that never
George Clooney in a tube with the 16-year-old girl and the 8-year-old girl, and I'm like, I don't know how to feel.
Well, don't worry, the robot did learn how to feel after a powerful monologue as it's short circuiting. Guess who it fell in love with? An 8-year-old George Clooney. Why? Because he dared to dream. Fuck you, Tomorrowland. You suck. Fucking hate you, man. You blow.
Everything you hated about it, I like about it. I was like, George Clooney's in a tub with a 16-year-old girl. Good for him.
Yeah.
You need to get in this tub with me. She's like, why? He's like, just get in. Oh, creepy.
Put on these handcuffs, quick.
It's the only way you're going to live. What about you, Matt? Have you seen anything?
An hour ago, I right before I came to this, I watched Straight Outta Compton. It is so fucking good.
It's excellent.
I loved it. Yeah. I loved it so much. I grew up in L.A. I'm born and raised in L.A. And like I was telling Dan backstage the story of when I was 11 and my mom called me. I was staying at my friend's house. And she's like, you have to come home right now. And I was like, why? She's like, just come home. And I came home and the L.A. riots had started.
Oh, shit.
She's like, oh, they're rioting. I was like, mom, we live 30 miles from where those riots are taking place. She's a scared old white lady. But it was so good. It was like, honestly, it felt like our childhood. It rode this line of being like an after school special, almost Tyler Perry movie in a way. No, really, like plot points and stuff, but it was so good.
And then
like,
it had very good. Flashy parts and
it did, but
and
like
gratuitous nudity.
Yes,
and like,
it did.
Like parts of it were like kind of like Boogie Nights.
But that's what that was like back then. The 90s were amazing.
It was a very gratuitous time.
We thought AIDS were gone, but they weren't. Easy got it.
They were just getting started.
Oh man, it was great. It was really good. It was really good.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorites of lately.
The guy who played Eazy-E should be nominated for something. He really would. He really should. He was really amazing.
Yeah, he's very good. Very ended up being a very sympathetic character who I had always had kind of negative thoughts about because
it
felt like he kind of fucked up the band.
Yes.
You know, like, but he's not as bad as you ever imagined that he
was.
The
beef between him and Cube was always a thing when I was younger where you were like, why do they hate each other so much? They had N.W.A. But this explains it so well.
Yeah, yeah.
That he just had
what
this.
Is Cube was like, are we there
yet? The explanation
yet?
was Cube had this. Eazy had this manager named Jerry something. And the manager.
Curl.
Played by Paul Giamatti.
Played by Paul Giamatti.
Plays every fucking shitty manager from old school music.
But he's so good in this. He's fucking Pigface from
Pig Vomit.
Pig Vomit, thank you.
Yeah.
From Private Parts. But he, Paul Giamatti plays Eazy-E's manager, and Eazy, it's like he becomes his father figure, and he trusts him through his like adolescence into like adulthood, and you understand why he trusts this guy.
He's like Eazy-E's Yoko.
Yes, and you understand it, but you understand everybody's point of view and why everything sucks and why everything is destroyed later. It's so good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I
loved
there's it.
Aspects to that story that I had no idea about, and it's really well done.
James, and the acting is phenomenal.
Moving on, Matt. On the set of Breaking Bad, you got to go on and on because that was Badger style, but this is a tight fucking show.
Sorry.
James,
Eazy-E, guys.
I thought the movie Eazy-A was about Eazy-E getting AIDS, but it is a totally different thing.
I can't believe I used my round outing myself as a pedophile, and then he's like, I love this new mainstream movie that everyone loves.
Mainstream Matt is in the house.
What about Tomorrowland?
James, did you...
I saw...
did you?
Yep.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw it.
Good.
Nope.
Tomorrowland?
Nope. Diary of a Teenage Girl, which is amazing.
You like that?
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
All right, you creep.
Gay, yay!
There's something about a 15-year-old girl and a 30-something-year-old man, or however old he was supposed to be, having sex. Like, I couldn't get on board with it, but I understood that that probably happens in the world. But
man, a lot more back in the day, man. We were born in the wrong time.
Finally, Matthew McConaughey from Dazed and Confused shows up.
Hey, you go back 200 years.
Woo!
Hey, Matt, I'm sorry. Matt, can we ask Matthew McConaughey just a couple more questions? What about just like really close cousin sex, like incest?
Hey. All right, hey.
it's awkward when I realize I don't actually have a good Matthew McConaughey impression. I fell into it for like a second, and then I'm like, where am I?
No, it's good essence, though.
Good essence.
It's an essence impression.
And then I just drive away in a Lincoln, bro.
Not because it's cool. Not because they pay me. What other reason is there, you asshole?
I'm a fan of combustion engines. You weirdo.
Matthew, were you disappointed that James didn't cast you as David Foster Wallace? I think you'd have an interesting take on that.
It was a great disappointment to me. But, you know, now I'm doing a Civil War movie, I think. I think I'm doing a Civil War
movie. You think that's what it is?
I think it is.
It might be.
Hey, man, who knows? The whole world is Stardust.
Did you...
There he is.
Did you see the new... Did you see True Detective Season 2? Did you watch that? I know you get a producer
credit. He executive produced it.
Yeah. Executive producers are always there the whole time.
Yeah. Sadly, yes, I have. I have seen it.
Didn't work out good for you?
Well, I've always said that one of the most intriguing crime dramas is based around real estate with rich criminals. And I've always said that every character and everything I produce has to have the most fucked up backstory you could ever imagine. Every single character. I was so happy when
I don't know why we're taking this meeting with Matthew McConaughey.
Are you kidding me? Because we're in a gold mine. Let him finish.
So happy when Rachel McAdams' character had a fucking hippie dad and a porn star sister. Man, that was great. My favorite part, though, is when Vince Vaughn had a monologue out of fucking nowhere about how he fucking broke a rat by the tail by swinging it into a bag of bones.
And the water stains on the ceiling, there were two of them because they had to match dissolve to the eye sockets of the victim.
Yes. We're both happy about the same things. Love season two. I stopped watching it midway because I loved it so much. So proud of it. Just kidding. I love HBO. Everything HBO does is the fucking best. Not a stain on the record.
Oh, boy.
All right. If there were stains, there'd have to be two of them if you're going to match
dissolve to the
eyes.
Now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin! Gentlemen, some audience members have fashioned some name tags, some very special,
fuck?
Some very
Jesus Christ, what the
last
fuck?
Minute bullshit.
This is crazy.
But there's some good ones. Sometimes snacks are involved. So just physically get up and go pick the name tag that you'd like to play for tonight.
Wait.
The person that you play for, if you win, will win all the prizes in this bag. And this heart suit.
We get up and we pick.
Yeah, just go take the one that you like and bring it back to your seat.
No.
And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after this commercial message.
Taco Bell, make a run for the border.
All right, we're back. And Thomas is playing for JJ, who has a Yoda doll.
Mr. Abrams.
And I don't think that's actually J.J. Abrams.
This is J.J. Abrams, dude.
No, it isn't.
Dude, he came to your show.
There's no way.
J.J., what's up,
J.J.,
man? J.J., how you doing?
J.J., have you been in hiding for a while?
Yes.
It's a hermit version of J.J.?
Big fan of yours.
And then you have an envelope with the shithead inside? Is that what's going on there? Okay, so...
Do I open it?
No, God, no.
Jesus.
Save that for the end.
Oh, okay.
Because if you lose, then whatever shithead that they've got written down, I have to say that at the end of the show as a consolation prize. So, but good job picking a Yoda that says JJ on it.
It doesn't say.
It doesn't?
It says, pick Jake, you will. That's Jake.
Oh, Jake. Your name's Jake.
That's my brother's name, dude. Nice try.
Dan, did you pick Dan Hatton? The soundtrack from the movie Manhattan changed to Dan Hatton because your name is Dan?
Oh, God. Oh. Oh.
Yes.
Excellent choice. Excellent job, Dan.
There's a
Hatton.
Post-it note on the back. I haven't done.
Don't
the
get
show.
Into it. Yeah,
no. Okay. That's the thing at the end. I think.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
I was just saying to.
All right. Well, I wasn't listening to that.
Oh, fuck.
Sometimes people don't write it on the back. Who are you playing for, Matt?
You chose poor.
I'm playing for Hank Glasner, who did the Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, there you go.
Well done.
It's my favorite movie, and my dog, who's my best friend, is named Hank Williams. Hank Williams is my dog. He's my best friend.
Are you married?
I am. My wife is 8 months pregnant.
My wife!
That's why I'm here, trying to have a good time. Oh, Jesus.
Just let me do
okay,
this.
Just, hey, Hank, we're going to win.
All right, I like your attitude. And James picked a giant... flesh-colored fist that says Wreck-It Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a big fan of Wreck-It Ralph?
I'm a decent fan.
Decent fan?
Yeah.
No reason to go crazy about it. And what do you think this was before he wrote Wreck-It Mike on the side of it? Like, what's it supposed to be? Like, if the Hulk was a little less angry or... Why is it just a big flesh-colored fist?
It's the real-life Hulk of white privilege.
Whoa.
I saw Wreck-It Ralph in a matinee, and I shushed a kid for having fun.
Shut up! King Candy's talking!
Yeah, and I was by myself.
I was on an airplane. I saw Wreck-It Ralph, and I legitimately cried.
My man.
I really did.
Yeah.
It made me cry.
It's
made
fun
me
to cry, dude. I'm not ashamed.
I went to
oh boy, Dan, give it a break. Jesus, man.
Just let me quickly say it.
Nicki Minaj song.
I went to see Mortal Kombat with my friend Robin, and we were in a sea of just children, and we were like 20 something, and there's Mortal Kombat, and then the bad guy said, "And now a taste of things to come," and my friend Rob went and the kids, like, who all their parents had dropped, it was just us and the 3,000 kids, and they just went like, "Wah!" And then for the rest of the movie they were like and it was and that moment I felt like, if I could do this, if I could someone turn this into money, if I could just be a senator or something.
That noise makes everything better. Unless you're classy or a lady, then it's not so hilarious every time. But I love it. Let's start with our first game, you guys. Have your microphones ready, because you're going to have to yell out the answer as soon as you know it in this game. And it's a little something we like to call doing lines with Mark.
UCB! Get the fuck up!
What
the fuck? Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg
decides to come
by. Sit down.
Whoa.
Yeah, I can't believe that we get him time after time.
What the fuck? How does he have time after doing,
I don't know,
executive producing so many shows?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mark, I don't know.
You can just ask him. He's right there.
Oh, shit. It really is Mark Wahlberg.
What's up, Tommy? How you doing, dude?
Hey, man.
Hey, HBO called. You're fired.
Oh, I love it. Hey, man, you remember me?
Fuck yeah, dude.
From the other guys, you remember me,
you
man?
You fucking wearing that for a minute. I tried to have you fired, but you stuck around.
Thank you, dude. I appreciate that. Loved it.
How you doing, Doug?
I'm doing all right, Mark. Thanks for...
Sit down, guys. Seriously, sit down.
Everyone was sitting.
Don't... Just... Mark's got his own version of everything. So... Mark is going to say a line from probably a classic motion picture. I don't get involved with this, but first person on the panel who can name the movie that he's doing a line from wins this game.
And we literally shout it out.
Shout it out into your microphone as soon as you think you know it. And he goes through.
Mark. Mark, are your jeans too tight?
What's that?
You're kind of gross.
Listen to me, Tommy. When you're built like I am, your jeans are always too fucking tight.
Man. King of Hollywood, baby. I can't believe
it. You fucking know it, dude. Isn't it great? You know what? I'm here speaking on fucking HBO. I'm here for one reason. Two words. Ballers. Season finale, motherfuckers. Check that shit out.
That show is just...
so fucking good.
Entourage. It's Entourage, but with football players and no Ari Gold.
Fucking
and
also... We got rid of the Piven and added balls.
Also, it's Entourage and less things happen.
Yeah.
Less stuff.
No, yeah,
even less happens.
Even less.
It's fucking deep, dude.
Okay, so he's going to say a line from a movie, and you guys... Just jump in and say it when you know it.
Look good, feel good.
Is that
look
the line?
Good?
No, no, he says that before he does it. He says a thing from Boogie Nights before saying a thing from some other movie.
Jesus, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights, Boogie Nights, Boogie Nights, Boogie Nights, Boogie Nights, Boogie Nights.
I know you don't smoke weed, okay? I know this. But I'm going to get you high. Because it's Friday.
Day. Friday. Friday.
It is fucking Friday. Tommy,
it's Friday. It's Friday.
You fucking know it, dude.
Chris Tucker,
you fucking
baby.
Know that shit.
I like pig's feet.
Right? Friday? You got knocked the fuck
Friday?
Out.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, dude. Wow.
Friday.
Damn,
loved
so
it.
So fucking good.
Mark Wahlberg, ladies and gentlemen.
Real quick.
Thanks for coming by, buddy.
That's just
Donnie
one?
Went to Austin and he started his own fucking rickshaw business. He's outside. If people need a fucking ride within
rickshaw.
Half a mile, he'll do it.
Pedicab?
It's within half a mile?
I told Donnie, know your limits.
Touché, all right, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mark Wahlberg, right. Everybody.
Holy smokes.
A-list show here.
So it's crazy. I know. At first, you guys are all out here. It's a great lineup. And then fucking Mark Wahlberg.
Hey,
let's go.
I think he forgot to take his laugh off.
Yeah, that mic was definitely.
We may be hearing him, you know, as far as Jersey tonight.
He's always hanging around. He loves the show. I don't know what to do about it.
I didn't know he was in Friday. I thought that was an urban movie.
No, it's not movies that he's in. It's just movies.
Just movies he likes.
It doesn't have to be a Mark Wahlberg movie.
Oh, wait, what the fuck?
He's just a celebrity guest, man, that does lines from movies.
Yeah, not that I would have gotten that round, but fuck you guys. All right.
I'm very surprised I got it. It's one of the few movies
I was
I've
like,
seen.
I gotta watch Friday again. I'm like, waiting for, like, was he a pizza guy? Or?
Yeah, they show that scene where in Straight Outta Compton where they're both like, damn!
Both directed by F. Cary Gray. Let me tell you how much I love Straight Outta Compton. Yeah. So good.
All right, well, in this next game, since you like Snoop so much, is going to be right up your alley. Because it's called ABCD's Nuts!
Yeah, yeah.
And since he won that last game, Thomas Middleditch gets to go first, but then we'll move down the line this way. So Daniel will be second, then Matt, then James. And it's a spelling game. And in honor of the end of the tour, the words we're going to spell tonight are Broken Arrow. And basically, we're going to start with Thomas. Just say any movie that begins with the letter B, any movie at all. If you can't think of one, you're out.
Okay.
And if it's the same movie I wrote down ahead of time, then you win the game automatically.
Oh, wow.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Sure.
Does the word the count in the thing?
I'm sorry. When you said, can I ask a question real quick, that's the one I was referring to. Wait, what was the question?
The word the, does that count?
Yeah, fucking throw the out unless it's a movie, great. Unless it's the letter T, which does not occur in Broken Arrow.
Great.
Then you can't use a movie that begins with the. But it still leaves you plenty of options with every letter in the alphabet.
All
right. Y and Z are the toughest letters, and they are also not in Broken Arrow.
Okay. Wait,
what?
You have to name a movie that starts with a little
double
R.
R's, though. Hey, so double R's, one R, and then you got to come up straight up, another R movie.
Right, but it'll move down the row, so each of you will only be responsible for one.
Do I then do an R movie?
Yes.
If he succeeds in getting a B movie.
I'd got one.
Okay.
Oh,
what do you got?
What, the movie that we all realized Will Smith was a movie star, Bad Boys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's an excellent choice.
Damn it, not the one, though.
I went with Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure because it was shot in Phoenix, where I'll be performing this Thursday night. I'll be at Stand Up Live Thursday night, August, this Thursday, August 20. All right, so R is the letter for you, Dan.
Real life.
The Albert Brooks?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Classic movie.
Did I do that wrong?
No.
You're trying to guess. You didn't do it wrong.
You didn't do it wrong at all.
He's got some written down that we're trying to mind.
I wrote down Revenge of the Nerds.
You fucked.
Because it was filmed in Arizona, and I'll be in Phoenix this Thursday.
Okay.
Moving on to Matt, your letter is O.
Greatest movie of all time, Overboard.
Oh. Well, okay, first of all, I'm going to dock you a point for saying that. greatest movie of all time.
It's in my top 10.
Have you seen Summer Rental? If we're talking
Jenny
Gary
Lewis,
Marshall
gotta
classics.
Gotta love her.
Yeah, Overboard was Gary Marshall, right?
No, I don't think so.
He didn't direct that? I think
God
he did. Don't look at your phone now.
I'm not looking at my phone.
During a game.
Overboard.
I went with O.C. and Stiggs.
Oh.
The Robert Altman film that was filmed in Phoenix, where I will be. I'll be this Thursday night. K is your letter, James.
The King and I.
Okay, what did we say about the words, the ones that begin with the? You can't do them. I'll give you one more. I'm going to give you one more. Oh. As Mark Wahlberg
Kingfish?
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 Question mark?
Kingfish question mark.
That was probably a movie.
Sounds like a movie, bro.
And also, like, so close to matching me, because I went with Kingsman, The Secret Service. Oh. Yeah, because there's a city in Arizona called Kingman, and I'm going to be in Phoenix on Thursday night. E is your letter, Thomas.
I know.
Come on, the letter E. So many.
I know, but I'm trying to get where you're going.
Oh, I see.
All I can think of is Encino Man. That's literally
obviously
all
filmed
I can think
in Arizona.
Of. Was it?
No.
Damn it.
I went with Everything Must Go, which was filmed in Phoenix. N, Dan.
Knock. Eternal differences.
Nocturnal differences. So like about
don't
a couple who
up.
Takes Ambien and then punches each other in their sleep.
No, it's a human guy dating a lady vampire.
Nathan Lane's Day Out. Norbert. The first two were practice rounds. Norbert.
Norbert's a great guess. I wouldn't put it past myself to pick that, but I went with Near Dark because it was filmed in Arizona. A is your next letter.
Another Day to Die. Terrible movie.
James Bond?
Yeah, bad.
Another Day to Die?
Die Another Day. Okay, I'm gonna start over.
Yeah.
Always.
You're talking about the companion.
Always about the guy who flew planes and died.
Right.
Steven Spiel.
Yes.
Berg.
Yes. I went with Away We Go, partially filmed in Phoenix. R, James.
Rent.
Rent? Have you seen where I've been going with this?
Raising Arizona.
Raising Arizona would be the right answer if you hadn't said Rent. Another R, a different R.
Has Raising Arizona officially been said?
It's been said, and he blew it with his Rent bullshit. Just do anything that begins
with
R.
Do they at one point drive through Arizona in the movie Rain Man?
They might. I don't think so. They go out to Palm Springs.
But that's
movie,
that's not on the way, but like, it's hotter there.
No, that was an excellent guess, and I appreciate you following the theme. But in this case, I went with Roadhouse 2.
Oh. Jonathan Skage.
Because I'm going to be mocking it with Master Pancake this Sunday in Richardson, Texas. O is the next letter, Dan.
On Golden Pond!
Twenty Oscars.
Posthumous. I just went with O. For no particular reason other than it's just fun that there's a movie called just O.
Hey, you're being a real dick at the end here, right? You set us up and you
leave
us.
There's only so many Arizona movies. W is the final letter.
Waiting to Exhale.
That is the correct title.
Yes!
Should have been out. Already lost with his incorrect guess.
Waiting to Exhale, which took place, of course, in Phoenix.
Yes, because she set his car on fire.
Actually, yeah, which you can't do in other places.
You can't.
It's very, very,
Phoenix,
it's
Arizona.
Very phonician behavior.
To be true, she did do it with like a magnifying glass. She needed the intense sun. LOL.
That's how she got her groove back.
Right.
Well, that was super fun, and
well, if you have to say so,
I have to. But that means that Matt gets to go first in our next game.
Yes,
and then we'll switch the order around. We'll go to James, and then to Thomas and Dan, and finishing
Why
us
are you
off.
So somber right now. And then just, we will...
We're about to play a very serious game.
I'll drink the Kool-Aid that I have backstage and commit a mass suicide here at the UCB Franklin.
I think some edibles just kicked in is why my personality changed. We're going to play a game called Last Man Stanton. And it's a very intense game that I will play along. If I come in first, whoever comes in second will be the winner. And Jordan, who was first in line tonight? Was it you?
It was the young lady here.
Which young lady? That young lady right there with the Comedy Attic t-shirt? Does that mean you're from Bloomington, Indiana? Awesome. And you bought their shirt and then you cut it up and made it fancy. Made it more like a blouse. Made it so that we could see your tattoo on your arm. Yeah. So do you ever listen to the show and think you have a good suggestion for Last Man Stanton that nobody we haven't used? Does it drive you crazy?
Something just came to mind. I don't know.
It just came to mind. Hang on to it. I'm going to explain the game to these guys.
Yes.
She's going to tell us the name of an actor or actress, hopefully one with a lot of credits. And starting with Matt and going this way and around, we're just going to take turns naming movies that that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. And there's no fucking around this round. No second guesses. No second chances. First thing out of your mouth. And she's going to tell us a name right now.
Jesus Christ.
It's intense, right? You know, Drew Barrymore. I love it.
Oh.
All right, so we'll start with Matt.
I'll start with...
And just start banging out Drew Barrymore.
All right, guys.
I'll start with...
All right, guys, let's bang her out.
I'll start with E.T.
Okay, we're going to need the full title on that.
Extraterrestrial.
Okay. I'll take it. It's actually National Lampoon's E.T., the extraterrestrial. All right, James.
Firestarter.
Oh, that's the one I was going to say. I guess I'm out. No, I'll go with, how about Cat's Eye? Yeah, anthology film on Stephen King works that she was in one of them.
Oh, God, okay. Well, that was like really scary for a second. I couldn't think of a thing. But I think, isn't she in the
one
beginning of Scream?
Yeah, she is.
Thank God.
Yeah, you got to
You could see some stuff behind that white T-shirt, I remember. That's partially
It was so hard to catch her naked at that point in her career. You had to like, oh, I see there's something under that shirt.
Oh, somebody's run away from that slash, ain't got no bra.
What's her name, though? That other actress, she's got, like, her high beams on when she gets killed. Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan.
Spoiler. Dan?
Home Fries!
Written by Vince Gilligan.
Oh, that's true. The Breaking Bad dude wrote
Vince
that.
Vince Gilligan wrote Home Fries.
2 points.
Yeah. So you really screwed over Matt by saying that.
I'm going to go with Charlie's Angels.
Oh, okay. What about you, James?
Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer. Okay. I'll just go ahead and take it since it's the low-hanging fruit. Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle.
Yep.
Okay. Spanglish.
Ooh.
AKA The Wedding Singer 2.
Well, I know, right? If somebody in the audience is questioning it, I don't think she's in that.
She's not?
No.
Fuck this game.
All right, you're out.
Fuck you. You guys all suck, man.
She's not in it.
Is she? Who's the girl in that?
You'll find out soon enough.
Taya Leone.
Pamela Anderson. I knew it. I was so wrong. Damn it. Son of a bitch.
Never Been Kissed.
Yes. That's one of my, like, hate myself for liking it movies.
I go deep and I come back with pearls.
The true...
What? Is that a line from it, or is that just a strange thing you said?
That's my character.
Oh, man.
Wedding Singer Part 2 is 51st Dates.
Yes, it is. That's right. 51st Dates.
Whatever, man.
The story of a woman who will only have sex with a man if he gives her 50 dates. She will not take figs. She will not take prunes. It's gotta be dates!
It's a character that passes 1/50th of the Bechdel test.
This audience didn't pass the Bechdel test. All right, James.
Grey Gardens.
Grey Gardens.
Ooh,
that's
boy.
Interesting. Right. If I didn't like
what
you so
dick.
Much, I'd throw you out for saying an HBO movie. But it's still a movie, I guess.
It's a movie. It's over 90 minutes, so it's a movie, bro.
I like to say if it's over 75 minutes, it's a movie, because my most recent movie is 78 minutes long.
Very nice.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he already went. Out.
He's out.
Oh, he's out.
He blew it with that whole thing. Oh, I got to say one. I got to say one, so I'm going to go with He's Just Not That Into You.
I knew there was one of those.
Charlie's Angels 3, there had to be one.
No.
No, I mean, I pray every night when I go to bed.
Well, then what good is she?
Just to keep Crispin Glover working, but it doesn't come together. Matt?
Boys on the Side.
Oh, exactly where I like them.
Oh, fuck.
James?
Riding in Cars with Boys.
Oh, yes, good.
There's a theme going on.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
My God. With Boys. Oh, Whip It. Yeah, fucking Whip It. Back to you, Matt.
Ever After.
Yes. Nicely done. James, you out?
I'm out.
Peace.
All right, I'm going to say Fever Pitch.
Say
you got another one,
Crazy
Matt?
In Love. Her and Chris O'Donnell, she shows her tits, couldn't stop watching it.
We agree with that? Crazy in Love?
It's called Mad Love.
You're out.
Boobs.
You're out. You're out. I say Irreconcilable Differences and I win.
Mad Love was.
But the person Matt was playing for wins the prize bag. Let's
Shaw
give
Hank
it up.
Redemption.
Where's Shawhank at? Come get your stuff, Shawhank. Congratulations, dude. There you go. You get that. And then the costume, you're all set for Halloween. Valentine's Day as well. You should probably propose marriage to someone in that outfit or do.
Blended.
Going the distance.
I couldn't think of it. I was trying to think of going the distance. I just kept thinking long distance romance.
Justin Long movie.
Cross country love.
Going the distance.
But yeah, the audience will tell us more.
Sure.
Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko.
Music and lyrics. I like that movie. That's my favorite Hugh Grant movie. Oh, yeah.
Wayne's World.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Wayne's World 2, not 1.
Batman Forever.
That was a good... surely there are people who... I mean, that was a good name for that game.
It was a really good name. Thank you for coming all the way from Indiana to drop that knowledge. You really hooked us up. I appreciate it. All right, so pass me the name tags so I can say the shitheads at the end for the folks that didn't win. Pass me that Dan Hatton thing. And Thomas Middleditch, the final girls, comes out
I think it's coming out early October. It's a horror comedy. People get sucked into a Jason-like slasher movie, and bizarrety and a heartfelt tenderness ensues.
Yeah, I saw it at South by Southwest and enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, it's super fun. It's a fun movie that kind of catches you off guard. I think at the end with it's sort of like, it's got a little bit of heart in there too.
It's called Girls.
I wish.
Yes, it's called. It stars Lena Dunham and.
What's it called?
It's called The Final Girl.
The Final Girl.
Because, you know, in horror movies, there's typically the final girl, except for in Final Destination 4 or something. It was a man. Good God, what have they done? there's a final girl who, like, makes it to the end, and that's usually, they're called the final girl, so.
Yeah.
And she goes and, I don't understand.
Just watch the movie,
Dan. Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, check it out, Dan. Rick and Morty Season 2 in progress. Anything else you want to plug?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me?
What about that thing? I guess just Silicon Valley. I guess.
We have that drawing that we were working on. We're doing a drawing together.
We're doing a drawing.
It's on an 8x10. It is pencil.
I guess just...
It'll be fine.
The drawing, right?
Check out our drawing. Coming. I think it's coming like 2017, but like
do
check
Venice
it out.
Beach, and it'll probably... to tell you the truth, my therapist tells me to not be self-defeating, but it's probably washed away by now.
Oh, yeah. We did leave it on the beach.
It's in chalk. You'll love it.
You're going to love it.
It used to be about robots.
But now who knows? The sea has its way with it, and who knows? That goes on the floor. Good job.
I just put the name tags on the floor because if they want them back, they could just walk up and get them.
But they are also trash.
Yeah.
Here.
It is there garbage. Oh, Yoda, no.
Was that a $4,000 toy?
Dude, I got that from George Lucas's house.
Throw me, you did.
Sorry, I'm sorry if that was insulting.
Matt, what's going on, man?
We just started shooting season 3 of Mom on CBS.
Oh, that's right. You're on that program.
I'm on that show. We are on Thursday nights after Big Bang Theory, somewhere around then.
Oh, no one's going to watch it then in that time slot.
Only like 12 million.
All right. Okay.
I'm on Sanjay and Craig on Nickelodeon, Pico and Banana Cricket on Nickelodeon, and I directed a movie that is going to be premiering at the Austin Film Festival. They're announcing it tomorrow, and I can say
that's
it
in
here
September.
Now. Yeah, it's
what's the movie called?
It's called The Night Is Young. I directed it, and it's going to premiere right around Halloween, actually. Yeah.
What's the tagline for that movie?
Racism just got a new validation. So don't go see it.
That's it. It's a hard-hitting racism film.
For a second, I thought you were going to say racism got a new valedictorian.
Nope. Not in his fucked up world.
Nope. It's racism just got free parking. What about you, James? The end of the tour
is in theaters now.
I saw it. It's really, really engaging, interesting movie, and it's spreading all over the country. And do go check it out. Do you have your next project lined up? Are you?
I do. I'm shooting a movie in a month. Yeah.
Where are you going to do that at?
Here in Los Angeles.
And what's it going to be about?
It's called The Circle. It's based on the novel by Dave Eggers. And it's doing with Emma Watson and Tom Hanks.
So now you're going to be fancy literary guy.
Ooh.
Big deal. Whatever. Countdown to your suicide. Sorry. Did I say that out loud?
What? And into a microphone. What's your... what's Emma Watson's accent in it?
General American.
Straight up American?
Straight up American.
All right.
Like 1930s. Like, hey, mister, what are you doing here?
For no reason.
She's gonna Hudsucker proxy shit.
It's a totally modern movie, but she's
Emma
walking
Watson
around.
Here?
Hey, it's me, Emma Watson. Just say your character name, you can do that. No way.
I'm Emma Watson, see?
Now let's tail this fella and get to the bottom of this case.
Seems like we're going in circles.
The circle, to be precise. Welcome to the circle. Does anybody ever say that?
Not yet.
Is it a pot? Is it a pot smoking circle? Could I be in it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. I'm excited. Thank you to all of my guests. Thomas Middleditch, Dan Harmon, Matt Jones, and James Ponsolt. I'll be in Phoenix on Thursday. Enough about that already. Dallas on Saturday. DouglasMovies.com. And as always, Douglas Movies fan Eric LaMora is a shithead. Yeah, police unions protecting murderers are shitheads.
Fuck the police.
God.
I gotta say, like, when they sing Fuck the Police in the movie, like, I've never been more teary-eyed at a song called Fuck the Police.
It's just so weird, because you have a movie that out that you directed that promotes racism, but you're, like, so all about this Straight Outta Compton.
I'm the valedictorian of racism.
And having to leave a screening of Real Genius 5 minutes into the movie because you're about to throw up is, of course, a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes.